It's time for Marquette College Game Day.
Carton fakes and goes all the way to the basket and dunks it in from the left. He never disappoints. There's always a wow.
Tonight, the Golden Eagles take on the number 5 Villanova Wildcats in Philly, looking for win number 10 on the season.
Outside Carton won't take the three now. Step back three, DJ Carton. Good.
Good shot. Now you got a one possession game. That's big.
Marquette down three. 45 seconds left in the timeout.
Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics.
Carton, he's going to try a long three. Good, around it in. Marquette within two. 36 seconds left.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. Here's Brian D.
A little bit of breaking news off the top of Marquette College Game Day, presented by Cousin Subs, National Liquor Mart, and Marquette Athletics this evening ahead of the Golden Eagles showdown in Philadelphia against yet another top five opponent, the Villanova Wildcats. A pair of freshmen going to miss tonight's game. According to the Marquette men's basketball program, Justin Lewis and Oso Iguodaro both going to miss tonight's game. Lewis dealing with a right leg injury, Oso dealing with a left leg injury. It feels like they should be able to trade legs and both would be healthy, but both of those freshmen are going to miss tonight's game against fifth-ranked Villanova coming up here at 8 o'clock on ESPN Milwaukee. A tough start to tonight's edition of Marquette College Game Day, but we will soldier on anyway. Want to start this evening ahead of this big time matchup by just getting realistic at this point in the season. It's February the 10th. We're about a month away from Selection Sunday ahead of the NCAA tournament. It's time to get realistic about the 2020-2021 Marquette Golden Eagles. Let's throw out some statistics and just be realistic about where this team stands a month away from the NCAA tournament. They are 9-10 overall, one game under 500 on the season. They are 5-8 in Big East play, three games under 500 since the start of the Big East Conference season. Now, I didn't say these were going to be pretty statistics. This is going to paint a little bit of an ugly picture here, but stick with me for just a couple of minutes. So 9-10 overall, 5-8 in Big East play. The ugly statistics continue. The Golden Eagles are in eighth place in the 10-team Big East Conference ahead of just Georgetown and DePaul, one of whom the DePaul Blue Demons beat Marquette on their home floor just a couple of weeks ago. In the net rankings, the college basketball net rankings, kind of used as a good barometer of where your team stands throughout the season, the Marquette Golden Eagles are 101st. So as a judgment line, 68 teams reach the NCAA tournament every single year. Now, it's not just as if the selection committee looks at the top 68 and says, bang, you guys are in. That's not how it works. But just to judge where your team stands at this point in the season, if you're 101st and 68 teams make the tournament, you're not necessarily even close to the bubble right now. You're a ways out with only a couple of weeks to go in the college basketball season. 101st in the net rankings, the Marquette Golden Eagles are on February the 10th. Just recently, things are not going well for the Golden Eagles. They've lost four of their last five games overall. You look at the last five. Lost to DePaul on your home floor. At Providence, lost in overtime. Home to Seton Hall, two-point loss, competitive game. Just coming off a three-point loss in an exciting game against 15th-ranked Creighton. And their only victory over the last five is hanging on to a three-point victory, 70-67 at home against Butler, who is in seventh place in the Big East Conference. So over the last couple of weeks, things not going great for the Marquette Golden Eagles. I said this wasn't going to be a pretty picture, and it's not. And here's where we stand with only a couple of weeks to go. It's kind of this simple. You basically have to win out to even have a chance at earning an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. And to be honest with you, even winning out at this point might not get the Marquette Golden Eagles an at-large bid. Even winning tonight against Villanova on the road against the top five team in the country, it'd be a nice addition, but there's still a heck of a lot of work to do if Marquette wants to play itself back into the NCAA tournament picture. It's not as if you could just go into Villanova tonight, pick up a win over a top five team in the country on the road, and bang, your season's back on track. That's how dire the situation is for Marquette with about a month left in the college basketball season. Now, there is one silver lining if Marquette was able to pull off a massive upset, and it would be a massive upset tonight in Philadelphia against the Villanova Wildcats. Villanova comes into this game as an 11-point favorite. If Marquette pulls off the win, they would have four quadrant one victories on the season. Four quadrant one victories. So basically what that means, quadrant one, is you beat a top 30 team at home and a top 75 on the road, then neutral court is squeezed somewhere in between. So it depends on how you play and where that team is ranked. But this would be Marquette's fourth quadrant one victory of the season if they're able to pull off the upset tonight. There are only 13 other teams in the country that currently have four quadrant one victories. So this would be huge in terms of putting something on the resume if Marquette's able to streak a couple of victories together here down the stretch, to make the selection committee pause for just a second and go, okay, this team, if they get things going, is certainly going to be on the bubble best case scenario, but let's look at these quadrant one victories. And if they're able to pull off the upset tonight, the Q1 victories would be Wisconsin at home, Creighton on the road. Interestingly enough, St. John's has played unbelievable lately, and that 2-point win on the road against St. John's has turned into Marquette's third quadrant one victory of the season. And then this would be another opportunity tonight, and they've got a few more at Seton Hall potentially, if Hall continues to play a little bit better. And then of course the Big East Conference tournament might present some opportunities to pick up more resume building victories. But that's the realistic picture of where the Marquette Golden Eagles stand with about a month to play. It's not a pretty picture that I just painted. It's pretty ugly. Marquette has played itself into this position, and you have to start considering the possibility that the NCAA tournament is out of the question already, regardless of what the Golden Eagles do down the stretch. So my opinion on what a successful end to this season would be for Marquette is building momentum. Building momentum, streaking a couple of wins together, even go 3-3, 4-2 down the stretch. Get a couple of wins going into your conference tournament and see if you can capture some magic and win a couple of games in the Big East tournament to potentially make a run at an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. But momentum is something that you have to strive for at this point, starting to look at next season. And it's a sad thing to say, because Theo John has had such a good collegiate career. He's going to end up second in Marquette history in blocks behind Jim McElvain. Jamal Kane, the same thing. Kobe McEwen's been terrific in his couple of years at Marquette University. You hate to see these guys go out with what's happened over the last calendar year. They were going to make the tournament last year, no questions asked, based on the early season body of work. And then it was all stripped away right at the end of the season due to COVID-19. Now they soldier through this entire season. They get through health and safety protocols. They get through a two-week quarantine and a pause due to COVID at the beginning of the year. They play through the whole season. You would hate to see it end for this group of seniors, without an NCAA tournament bid. But that's the realistic look at the situation right now. And now you have to start shifting your goals and go, okay, let's try and build some momentum. We'll try and steal something in the Big East tournament, but we have to start looking at next year too. We have to start developing Dawson Garcia into the star that we all hope he can be for this Marquette Golden Eagles program. It sucks that Justin Lewis is injured at this point in the season, because you want to see him continue to grow, because you know he's going to be a huge piece of what Steve Wojciechowski wants to do into next season. DJ Carton, to be quite frank with you, we don't know if he's going to be a Marquette Golden Eagle going forward. He's got an NBA caliber skill set that might lead him to make a decision to say, you know what, I'm going to declare for the draft or try to play for professional basketball next year. We hope that DJ Carton sticks around. He does seem to have found a home here in Milwaukee at Marquette University, somewhere he finally feels comfortable mentally and physically playing basketball on and off the court. He feels comfortable here, and he had to work hard to achieve that after transferring to Ohio State, but professional basketball is professional basketball. I wouldn't be shocked to see DJ try to make that jump going into next season. I didn't think Brendan Bailey was going to do it last year, and he decided to make that jump to professional basketball. So you hope to look forward and say, let's develop this team going forward in back into an NCAA tournament calendar squad and start looking towards next year in the final month of this year. You just don't know if it's going to happen for a variety of different reasons, but that's a realistic look at where the Marquette Golden Eagles stand with about a month to go. Coming up next year on Marquette College Game Day, do the Golden Eagles have an opportunity to steal an automatic bid in the Big East Conference Tournament? Maybe a better opportunity than in a normal year. We will get to that on the other side. But first, I do want to remind you, Marquette College Game Day this year is brought to you by our proud partners, Cousin Subs National Liquor Mart and Marquette Athletics. You can join the Cousin Subs Club loyalty program right now, today. Just download the Cousin Subs app to get started. When you become a member, you start earning rewards, you rack up points. Great stuff happening at Cousin Subs. Download their app today and get started. Cousin Subs, they believe in better. Conference tournament talk, Big East tournament talk, Madison Square Garden talk is on the other side here on Marquette College Game Day on 94.5 ESPN. The Marquette Golden Eagles trying to pull off yet another upset of a top five team this season. It would be their second of the year, the first against the Wisconsin Badgers. Tonight's opponent, fifth-ranked Villanova in Philadelphia. Can the Golden Eagles pull off a massive upset and get their fourth Quadrant 1 victory of the season? We will find out at 8 o'clock tonight. Homer and Tony Smith will have the call right here on 94.5 ESPN. If you're just joining us here on Marquette College Game Day, a little bit of breaking injury news for the Golden Eagles. They're going to have to pull off an upset shorthanded tonight. Justin Lewis, the star freshman, will miss tonight's game. He is still dealing with a right leg injury. And fellow freshman Oso Iguodaro going to miss tonight's game as well. He's dealing with a left leg injury. So certainly a bummer to see those two freshmen that are expected to be big parts of this Marquette Golden Eagles program going forward, missing key opportunities and key big games on the road this late in Big East play in their freshman seasons. But Marquette will have to rely on DJ Carton, Kobe McEwen, Dawson Garcia, Theo John, and Jamal Kane, some of the expected starters, to get the job done against Villanova on the road tonight. Now, we painted a realistic picture of what Marquette has stacked against it in the last month of the season in our first segment here on Marquette College Game Day. If you're just joining us, the realistic picture is this. Even if they win out, even if they pull off a dramatic upset tonight, even if they do not lose the rest of the way, they still could be on the outside looking in on Selection Sunday if they don't pull off some big-time victories in the Big East tournament as well. Might that be easier this year than in a normal year? The answer to that question is very possibly. It depends on whether top teams decide to opt out. Now, the reason this continues to be relevant, we've talked about this a couple of different times this season here on Marquette College Game Day, is most recently, the Big Ten Conference decided to move their conference tournament from Chicago, where it was originally scheduled to be played, down to Indianapolis. The Big Ten making that decision earlier this week. So basically what the Big Ten has done there is created a pseudo bubble ahead of the NCAA tournament, because health and safety protocols say that teams that participate in the NCAA tournament this year have to have 7 consecutive days of negative tests before they're allowed to play in the tournament. So Big Ten teams prior to this move would have to travel from their schools to Chicago, play in the conference tournament, risk potentially getting sick there. Knock on wood, we're not wishing that upon anybody. Then they'd have to travel again down to Indianapolis to test and make sure that they were all good to go for the NCAA tournament. It's a lot of moving pieces. So the Big Ten decided to alleviate those issues altogether and just say, we're going to hold our conference tournament in Indianapolis. It's good for the Big Ten. But not every conference has the luxury of doing that. The Big East is one of those conferences. Not everybody can just fly their entire conference down to Indianapolis and hold a whole conference tournament there. It's just not feasible. The Big Ten was able to do it. The Big East is not going to do it. The Pac-12 is not going to do it. The ACC is not going to do it. All these conferences are going to hold their tournaments scattered across the country as initially planned. So the question must be asked, might top teams in the country decide to err on the side of caution and opt out of their conference tournaments and just say, we've got nothing to gain here, let's just go to Indianapolis for the NCAAs? I think the answer to that question is yes. Baylor and Gonzaga are the top two teams in the country. Gonzaga number one, Baylor number two. They're both undefeated. Gonzaga is currently 18-0, Baylor is 17-0. What incentive do they have to play a conference tournament? None. There's no reason for it. They can't gain any seeds. They're not going to lose any seeds. Those teams are locked in number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. What do they have to gain? absolutely nothing to going to their conference tournament and winning. Stay safe, stay healthy. I would fully expect those teams opt out. Same deal with Villanova, a team that Marquette's playing tonight. Villanova, in Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology, is a number one seed. They're not going to gain anything by playing in the Big East tournament. They've only got things to lose. Not only rankings in terms of if they get upset, but COVID. If they get sick, they're going to be out of the NCAA tournament as a number one seed if they have a COVID outbreak that close to the tournament. It's just not worth it for these teams to play. So what's going to end up happening here is if Gonzaga and Baylor in Villanova and Michigan and Illinois and some of these top teams in the country decide to opt out of their conference tournaments, lower seeded teams from those conferences have a better opportunity to jump up, get on a winning streak in your conference tournament, win three or four games in a row, and snag that automatic bid to the NCAAs and steal bids from teams that have earned at-large bids all season long. This happens every year where somebody gets upset in a weird conference tournament and a team you didn't expect steals a bid from a team on the bubble. I think you're going to see more of that this year if these top teams in the country decide to opt out. Now, this does open up, if it happens, a weird potential backdoor for Marquette to just get on a little bit of heater in the conference tournament if Villanova opts out or if Creighton opts out. All of a sudden, you've got winnable games, and you might be able to steal a bid to the NCAA tournament if you can win a couple in a row. That's why it's so important, as we described in our first segment, for Marquette, even if they lose tonight, even if they lose a couple of more games down the stretch, to try to build a little momentum and hang on to this small sliver of a possibility that you can get on a heater in your conference tournament and steal an NCAA tournament bid. Now, there's a couple of caveats here from an NCAA perspective that I hope do not happen. Number one, I hope the NCAA doesn't step in here and require top teams to play, because I think that would be wrong ethically for the NCAA to say you have to play in your conference tournament even though you've got nothing to gain for some of those top teams. Or conversely, I hope the NCAA doesn't penalize those top teams if they decide to opt out. There's a lot of different things going on at these different schools, different health and safety protocols scattered across the country. Teams want to do different things. The NCAA needs to stay out of this thing and let teams do what they want to do ahead of the NCAA tournament. We'll see how it shakes out in the Big East, and we will see how it shakes out for the Marquette Golden Eagles. Our show this year, once again, is brought to you in part by Cousin Subs National Liquor Mart and Marquette Athletics. National Liquor Mart, stop by. They're still open right now, even for this late tip-off on a Wednesday evening. Open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily on the corner of 16th and National. Stop by. They've got a wide variety of spirits, wine, beer, and seltzers. National Liquor Mart, where your satisfaction is our plan of action. We'll wrap up our show on the other side. It is Marquette College Game Day on 94.5. Yeah. If you missed any of this evening's show ahead of tonight's matchup against top five ranked Villanova, check it out in full at WisconsinOnDemand.com, the Wisconsin On Demand app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Google, Spotify, Apple, wherever. We're available everywhere now. Check them out. Marquette Basketball Feed, Championship Blue Feed, WisconsinOnDemand.com, the Wisconsin On Demand app. Our show this season is brought to you in part by Cousin Subs National Liquor Mart and Marquette Athletics. Marquette Athletics trying to hold a virtual sellout this year for National Marquette Day. National Marquette Day coming up Saturday, March the 6th. How can you be a part of that virtual sellout? Head on over to blueandgoldunited.com. That is blueandgoldunited.com for more information on that virtual sellout of National Marquette Day this year. You know, of everything that's stacked against the Marquette Golden Eagles in the last month of the season here as they try to chase down an unlikely at this point NCAA tournament bid, the schedule might be the thing that holds them back the most. The Golden Eagles opening up tonight against Villanova in Philadelphia, a five-game road trip, five straight games in the month of February and early into March on the road. It's really an unbelievable, unprecedented stretch. They haven't played five straight on the road since 1980-81 and have never done it in conference play. Marquette going a full month now between home games. Their last home game on Saturday against Creighton, and their next one will be that National Marquette Day Senior Day matchup against the Xavier Musketeers on March 6th. So if they want to climb back into the March Madness picture, they're going to have to do it away from the friendly confines of Fiserv Forum. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight here on Marquette College Game Day. Gabe Neitzel has your network pregame coverage coming up next. And then Homer and Tony have the call of Marquette and Nova coming up at 8 o'clock. This has been Marquette College Game Day on 94.5 ESPN.